And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
In studio, Kristen Elrod. She's the executive director for Street Dog Hero. It's been a little while since you've been in here, but I know you guys have been busy and doing lots of stuff since the last time we spoke.
Yes, very, very busy.
Kristen, Street Dog Hero started here in Bend, right?
Yes. Yep.
How did you guys end up being like this international thing?
Yeah, so we actually started as an international-based organization. Our founder, Marion Cox, lived here in Bend, so that's why we started here. But she actually started Street Dog Hero to address the street dog crisis in Mexico because she was traveling to and from there a lot.
And she noticed, whoa,
yes,
this
it's
is
a
an issue.
Huge problem. Yeah. So, and she knew, you know, Bend is such a pet-loving community. We could find great homes for those dogs there. So we really started with that Mexico focus, and then she started adding other international partners. And then over the last few years, we've started to focus more locally as well, because the situation in the U.S. and in Central Oregon has really escalated as far as overpopulation goes. So now we have kind of like a third model, where we do about a third of our work locally in Central Oregon, another third domestically in other states, and then a third internationally. So we kind of have a good balance now.
How in the world did things get worse here? Do we know why it got worse?
Yeah, I mean, across the U.S., there's been a lot of research done as to why COVID seems like it set the whole animal welfare industry back so much. It's kind of the perfect storm of a lot of factors that happened around that time. The biggest one being the lack of veterinary care now that's accessible for people. You know, a lot of things were delayed with COVID, especially span neuter surgeries. So that, of course, created more overpopulation. But then we're also having a huge vet professional shortage now. So there's just not as many vets to do these surgeries. And then also on top of that, and kind of because of that, the costs have really skyrocketed. So even people locally and around the U.S. who can get into a vet to get their pet spayed or neutered probably can't afford it. The costs are really, really escalated as to what they were just a few years ago. So that's why now you see us and a lot of other organizations really focusing super heavily on providing that low-cost spay neuter service and even just low-cost vet care in general, because otherwise all these pet owners out there can't provide those services for their pets. We have overpopulation, we have sick animals, and we have people needing to rehome their pets unnecessarily. So really, it's kind of just the perfect storm. Because then at the same time, you know, people are struggling financially a lot more than they were in the past. So a lot of people are having to rehome for that reason, or they can't provide their care for their pet for that reason. So that's why now, you know, a lot of us are focused on these community efforts to really keep pets in their home, get them spayed and neutered so we don't have them repopulating, and then also just keeping them healthy in their home. So that's why we do a lot of these local clinics now. We're really trying to ramp them up, but so far it's going really well, and our wait list is backed out for months and months at a time.
Well, Kristen, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking to Kristen Elrod. She's the executive director for Street Dog Hero. And why don't you give us the website again so people can learn about everything you do and how they can help?
Yeah, our website is www.streetdoghero.org.
Just a few things to tell you about before we close out the show. Cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza are on the rise in Oregon and across the U.S., affecting wild bird populations, domestic poultry, cattle, and a few rare cases of pets and humans. Bend Wildlife Hospital Think Wild, who we feature on the show quite often, they're closely monitoring the situation and taking strict precautions to prevent potential disease spread at their facility. They also have some suggestions for you for how to keep pets, people, and wildlife safe during this time. You get the whole story at mycentraloregon.com. Central Oregon Locavore is the beneficiary of Bevel Craft Brewing's Bingo with Bren on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. All proceeds will impact Locavore's efforts to support local food and farmers for our collective benefit as a community. Learn more about that and what they do at centraloregonlocavore.org. Back to Think Wild. They're hosting a wildlife tracking snowshoe hike on Saturday, January 25th. This will be at Mount Bachelor Nordic Center from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Learn winter wildlife tracking skills, assist in data collection for citizen science initiatives, and enjoy the scenery on a beginner-friendly trail. Now, this activity is accessible for beginners. However, participants should have the ability to easily walk 1 to 2 miles on uneven terrain unassisted. Participants will be responsible for their own safety and comfort on this trip. Now, get more information at mycentraloregon.com when you click on events. Everyone gets in free on Saturday, January 25th at the High Desert Museum, thanks to Mid-Oregon Credit Union. It's their free day. You're invited. Learn more about the museum at highdesertmuseum.org. And here we are in the beginning of the year. They say now is a great time to set some lung health-focused goals, whether you're managing asthma, quitting smoking, or simply looking to keep your lungs strong. Here are some tips from the American Lung Association in Oregon to start the year right. Get regular checkups. Quit smoking. Take the quiz at savedbythescan.org. Stay up to date on immunizations and limit exposure to air pollutants. Learn more about how to protect your lung health in 2025 at lung.org. Or you can call them 1-800-LUNG-USA. Sleep in Heavenly Peace. They're building beds for local kids who don't have one of their own, and they're looking for local space to build them. Between 2,000 and 5,000 square feet works best. Anyone with info about a space should call Joe at 541-280-7683. And the High Desert Food and Farm Alliance, they've told me I get to be a judge for this thing as they host their second annual soup sampling event on Saturday, February 8th. Mark it on your calendar. It's going to be at Grace First Lutheran Church in Bend. Enjoy great soup for a great cause and find out who will be crowned the 2025 HDFFA Super Bowl champion. Get your tickets and more information at hdffa.org. High Desert Chamber Music's 17th season continues with their annual Valentine's Day concert. Yeah, we're already talking about Valentine's Day. Enjoy a special evening featuring renowned violinist Frank Almond, joined by notable guest Isabel Sanger. This best-selling event includes a complimentary rose for concert goers and a treat from Goody's Chocolates. Tickets are available through HDCM by phone or online at highdesertchambermusic.com. The Sun River Music Festival Valentine's Dinner and Dance Concert. That's going to be on Friday, February 14th as well, and it's going to feature all your favorite dance tunes from the swing era of the 1920s and 40s. Blue Skies Big Band returns for a fun night out in the iconic Great Hall at Sun River Resort. It's gourmet dinner and quality concert experience all in one. Go to sunrivermusic.org/valentinesdinner for tickets and details. That's going to do it for Inside Central Oregon this week. More events, more information, more community interaction at mycentraloregon.com. We'll meet again here next week at the same time, same station. I'm Dave Clemens. Have a great week.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.